This episode of Dollars and Cents is brought to you by T-Mobile Puerto Rico, Oriental, Walmart Puerto Rico, and Amy Taylor Fernandez voiceovers.
Hey everyone, this is Michelle Cantro-Vasquez, and I am the founder and editor of News Is My Business, an online news site based in San Juan about Puerto Rico's business community. Today we share with you parts of a press conference conducted by Omar Marrero, Executive Director of the Central Office of Recovery, Reconstruction, and Resiliency, known as CORE 3, and Mike Byrne, Acting Caribbean Area Division Director for Disaster Operations in Puerto Rico for the Federal Emergency Management Agency. During the press conference, both government officials announced the decision to transfer the responsibility for the review and reimbursement approval of federal recovery funds to the government of Puerto Rico. The agreement comes after efforts on the part of the Puerto Rico government to work with FEMA and establish robust policies for internal controls and full compliance with the federal regulations for the protection and disbursement of federal funds. During the press conference, Marrero said that by assuming control of the reimbursement process, Puerto Rico can work to expedite the funding to local recipients and accelerate the recovery process. This is what he had to say.
It will ease a lot. It will expedite a lot of the process because we don't have to go to FEMA. But remember, we all have to do it pursuant to the applicable law and regulations. So I don't want to say, in order to manage expectations, the SORP recipients will have to continue to obey by the law and obviously to have to provide good documentation. But there's one step that is not going to be in the process. So we don't have to go to FEMA because FEMA will not be controlling or conducting the reimbursement process.
Yeah, if I could just add to that, I think there is every incentive on our part, and always has been, to get them funding out as quickly as possible. There is, you know, like the perception that we're dragging our feet on and holding money is just wrong thinking, because our incentive is to get that funding because we know recovery is going to be tied to that. But that said, we need some documentation. You know, I ask any of you, would you pay a bill without seeing what you were paying for? Okay, so it really comes down to that simple. Now, it's hard to do though, because there's lots of documentation that's required. It's got to be reviewed. It's got to be, you know, checked for accuracy. So you know, the good news is we've streamlined that. We believe we'll be able to move more quickly. But please, I don't want anyone to have any perception at all that we don't want to hold anything. We want to get the funding out as quickly and rapidly as possible.
How much has FEMA estimated will be needed to cover the Puerto Rico disaster, and how much has been allocated so far?
The expected PA amount for the entire disaster of Puerto Rico is $50 billion. The priority for the next year, it will be obligation. Remember that by October 2019, we have to finalize all the agreement between FEMA and the government of Puerto Rico for the cost estimate. So once we reach that, we turn that into PWs, and then we can expedite the flow of funds related to their permanent projects particularly.
What does this mean for municipalities and funding that is supposed to be destined for project rebuilding? Also, what is Section 428?
So the additional step in the process that's been eliminated now is that it had that all of this documentation that CORE 3 has already checked would then have to come to FEMA, and FEMA would have to execute another check. We're not doing that anymore. Now we're taking the CORE 3 process because we've worked out the details of it. We're confident together. We're confident that it's the right procedure. So that's the big change, and it is a significant change, especially because this is how we're going to go into the future for the many years that this funding is going to be being processed as we move forward. As far as 428, 428 is another word for a fixed cap grant where we allow for a grouping of lots of projects into a large project so that we can give the Commonwealth as much possible flexibility in using the money as we possibly can, and build in as much mitigation and contingencies so that they can get the work done and get it done in a way that's the right way to do it, not just the way it was before. Because the old way of doing business at FEMA, we would build back what was there. that we've agreed that is not in, in our best interest. And for example, there's a recent project, Cialis housing project. If we rebuilt that project where it was, it would continue to be in the floodplain. It would be at risk of flooding again. That is not what we want to do. And we, you know, it's, you know, we want to do this the right way. So we've agreed, we've signed a fixed cost estimate to move that project a mile and a half away out of the floodplain and to make it a safe and secure and resilient place for people to live in. That's the big idea here, and that's what 428 is about, and that's what we're committed to doing. It is going to take time because you have to be thoughtful. It takes time to do architectural engineering studies. It takes time to develop cost estimates that we are confident in to do these projects, but it's time well spent. It's time that is worth the investment because it's going to make Puerto Rico a much more resilient and strong place.
The last time we met, it was in February, right? And at that roundtable, you mentioned that there had been some 90,000 sites that had been identified for repairs.
Well, the 90,000 sites, they have to be inspected. Not necessarily they will turn out to be a 90,000 projects. That's what Mike said. So once we do the site visits and we determine what's the DDD and the scope of work that has to be used or to fix the damage caused by the hurricane, we will come to a determination if we can add all those sites into a particular project. So yes, the 90,000 sites is an estimate. That's what we're working with. Yes, we have the October 2019 deadline. That's the deadline that FEMA and the government of Puerto Rico have to agree on the fiscal estimate for all large projects.
Can you talk a little bit about the third-party experts that CORE3 hired to establish, in collaboration with FEMA, all the required and necessary protocols to assume the responsibility of assigning the funding?
One of the requirements for the government of Puerto Rico, in addition to establish the centralized oversight authority, it was to hire third-party experts that will help us manage the grants, the grant dollars. I don't know if you remember, we hired Deloitte for the strategic advisory, financial and compliance part. We hired ICF for the project formulation and the grant claim process, and we hired CEI for the data management.
Mr. Byrne, can you give us a recap of what FEMA will be doing now during this transition?
Sure. Again, what we're doing is we had a process in place where we would be checking the work that was done to make sure that the receipts are there, the contracts are appropriate, and that the money is being, you know, in a nutshell, the money is being spent on what it was intended to be spent on. That's really it, because FEMA is at the foundational elements of FEMA is we're a reimbursement program. We're not a program that funds things up front and then spends. It's not like a grant program, like a HUD grant program, where it's the money's put out up front. Ours is reimbursement. So that being the case, we're now handing that process off to Puerto Rico to manage, for the Commonwealth and CORE3 to manage that process without us having to do another review on top of that. And it's because of confidence that we've built in our time working together, and because he did go out to third-party experts, and they had, you know, really knowledgeable people that are going to carry this forward. So we're excited that we've been able to do this. You know, the only additional thing that we'll continue to do, which we would do under any normal circumstances, is we'll do a quarterly check and audit on a percentage of it just to make sure that that it's compliant. And again, because I think Omar put it the best way, this is going to be a well-audited program because of the unprecedented amount of funds that we're going to do. We have confidence that we'll stand up, that all the work that we're doing together will stand up to whatever audit comes our way. We've done this before. There's other states and applicants that we've used these procedures for, so it's not really going to set a precedent.
Has all the funding that FEMA has disbursed to the government of Puerto Rico been disclosed, and if so, where?
Well, every single dollar that has been disbursed to the government of Puerto Rico is fully disclosed in the transparency portal, recovery.pr. Remember, Mike said $15 billion has been spent in the Puerto Rico disaster yet. However, that the entire amount has not gone through the Puerto Rico government of Puerto Rico. As soon as the disaster strikes, FEMA have many tools that they can use, and one of them is mission assignments, for example. They can extend mission assignments for the Corps of Engineers for the restoration of electricity. those funds will not go through the government of Puerto Rico. So what we disclose in the portal of transparency, when we talk about the $5 billion, for example, of the PA, that has gone through the government of Puerto Rico, through the reimbursement process, because obviously I have that data, because that's essentially our responsibility under the FEMA state agreement is to handle, obviously, the funds that go through the reimbursement process. So when I talk about the $5 billion of the PA, that's what I'm referring. The funds that went through the reimbursement process of the government of Puerto Rico. Again, every single dollar that has been received by the government of Puerto Rico has been disclosed. It is disclosed. That wouldn't make any sense.
If I could just add to that, so that $15 billion number, that, as Omar said, that includes mission assignment. Like, for example, the costs that were incurred for the Army Corps of Engineers to support the restoration of power. These were significant amounts of money. But in addition, it also doesn't account for over about $2 billion that was provided directly into the hands of citizens, as part of the individual assistance program. So there's a lot of funding. The portion that we're talking about and that this the scope of this meeting today is about that portion that's going through the Commonwealth government.
Will the agreement that you're announcing here today stand the test of the possibility of a change of administration in the next election cycle?
It is pure data. The law, it is what the law is, and we have to use the funds as the law requires to. That will not change because of politics or any change of administration. In the end, what we want to make sure is that we have the most effective, efficient, yet transparent recovery process. In order to do that, we have to have processes, policies, procedures in place, and controls to make sure that we do that. And that will be irrespective of who is in the administration.
To our listeners, if you have a topic you would like to hear us discuss in this space, please send us an email to news@newsismybusiness.com with your suggestions. Until next time.
This episode of Dollars and Cents was brought to you by T-Mobile Puerto Rico, Oriental, Walmart Puerto Rico, and Amy Taylor Fernandez VoiceOvers.